Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kara. How can I help you today?
Hi, I purchased a smartwatch like a couple of weeks ago, and I received it broken, and so you promised me you're gonna send me a replacement one. I never received it.
Can you provide me with your zip code?
It's 46037.
46037.
Yes, that's Fishers, Indiana.
Your first and last name?
First name Haytham and last name Kanakri. It's Kanakri.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that, sir. K-A.
Sure. Yeah, it's last name K like Kansas, A like Apple, N like Nancy, A like Apple, K like Kansas, R like Rose, I like Indiana. Kanakri.
One moment, sir. Yes, sir. To confirm that I have the first name here correctly, could you spell that first name as well?
Okay, first name is H like Harry, A like Apple, I like Indiana, T like Thomas, H like Harry, A like Apple, M like Mary, Haytham, it's Haytham.
Yes, sir. That's what I have here listed. It's showing that we don't have any orders here available with the name that you're providing me with. Could it be listed under anyone else, perhaps?
No. Actually, I already purchased a smartwatch, but I received it broken, and I called customer service, and they said they're gonna send a new one.
Yes, sir. Do you have the card that you use when signing up?
Yes, I do.
Can you provide me with the first six and the last four, and I can try to access an account through there?
Okay, this is the second. Let me grab it. You need the last four digits of my credit card.
Can you provide me with the first six and the last four?
The first six, okay. It is 440066. Those are the first six, and the last four are 6196.
6196.
Yes, those are the last four. Yes.
Okay, one moment. Yes, sir. At this time, it is showing that we don't have any orders here listed with the charge card information either.
Okay, so I really called like a couple weeks ago. I actually last week, not a couple weeks ago, and they said they're gonna send a replacement because I really received it broken. It's not working.
Yes, sir. I
So
understand what you're stating. As we are a third party, we do represent several different companies. The specific customer service is showing that we don't have any orders here available for you. It may be a different customer service contact number.
No, I called this number actually. I'm pretty sure I called this number, yeah. That's fine if you don't want to send one, that's fine. So you say I'm not gonna receive a replacement for that.
It's not that I don't want to send one, sir. It's that if I can't access an account here, it's not much that I can further assist you on.
Okay, so I gave you my first last name, my information, my address, and my credit card, so you should be able to see my account, right?
Yes, if
So
one
that
is
doesn't
available.
make sense. Okay, so who said who gonna replace it for me? So how I can replace it, how I can reach the store? I just order it online through your website.
I'm sorry.
I mean, who I should talk to? If you said different customer service, do you have their number, a different number to call to talk to them?
What is the website that you placed an order on, sir?
Superior Gadget, I think. Superior Gadget, something like that. So here it shows me when the envelope or the envelope I received for my package, it says Import Direct Gadget. It's located at 8865 Norwin Avenue, Suite 27, number 102, North Hankton, Pennsylvania, PA 15642. So that's the company that sent to me the gadget. It's
Yes.
located. Did you get the address? It's 8865 Norwin Avenue, North Hankton, Pennsylvania 15642.
Yes, sir. Well, we don't, we personally, we don't ship the products out here. I would have to access an account first so that I can see what's taking place. Still, I would still have to access an account.
My account, like if I purchased as a guest, I remember I purchased as a guest. I don't have an account with you.
So, if you don't have an account with us, there wouldn't be any orders available.
Oh gosh, I don't get it honestly because I ordered like it's just $8. Okay, it's just nothing. I mean, just I don't know man to say what it's. Yeah, I really received it unworking. It's not because of the $8. It's not really working. Why I just wasting money for that? Like if you wanna, I send it back to you. You can see it.
Yes, sir. I'm not stating that I don't believe you. It's just that really, if I cannot access an account, it's nothing that I can assist you on.
Okay, so this is your problem, honestly. Not accessing the account. I gave you all the
No,
information you
sir.
need.
No orders are being shown with the information you're providing me with.
Okay, so from where I got it, it's here. The package, it says Import Direct Gadgets, 8865 Norwin Avenue, Suite 27102, North Hankton, Pennsylvania 15642.
Okay. I suggest that you
Seriously.
contact your bank or your credit card prior to signing up so they can provide you with the direct contact information.
Actually, this is the direct information. This is what I called because previously they charged me more for a product, and I called this number and they already embarrassed me for that. Okay, so this is the same phone number I called.
It's nothing that I can do with the for as far as assisting you if there's no orders available, sir.
This is a previous order, not a current order. That's a already done order, previous order. So once I received it, I directly called the day after, and the product was not working.
It's nothing I can further assist you on if no orders are available.
Okay, so who you suggest I should call? My bank for
Yes, sir.
reimbursement? I mean, okay, sure, I will do.
Thank you for
Why,
calling
thanks so
customer
much.
service. You have a
Yeah.
great day.